It's time for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. And now, here's Will Hampton.
It's good to be back and good to say welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly again. Hi, I'm Will Hampton. We haven't done this for a while. Jim Ganley gave me the summer off, but now he's saying get back to work, Will. And here we go, and what a great time to be talking sports in Central Indiana. This show, Catholic Sports Weekly, is underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company. Their Facebook page has a brand new video that talks about their faith-based family atmosphere at AAA Roofing. So tune into that at Facebook, AAA Roofing Company. And also, the show underwritten this time by 21ology.com for marketing and consulting, website development, and more. 21ology.com. Well, welcome to Catholic Sports Weekly. Football is back. And wasn't it great to see number 12, Andrew Luck, back under center for your Indianapolis Colts? He was downright giddy. That's the word that everybody keeps using when talking about Andrew Luck in training camp and in the first game. Giddy is the word most used. And yes, he is that. He's so excited to be playing football again, and it's so great to see him excited and ready to play football again. Right now, let's all knock on wood and say a prayer. Better yet, say a prayer that Andrew Luck stays healthy this year for the Colts. They host the Ravens Monday, that game at Lucas Oil Stadium at 8 o'clock, and it's a great opportunity to see the Colts in action in the preseason. And I got to say kudos, hats off to the folks at Grand Park in Westfield. They have done just a marvelous job hosting training camp. The rave reviews, what a great home for your Colts for training camp. It is getting ratings of A++. High school football Friday. Yeah, here we go again. Cathedral gets started at Lucas Oil Stadium. This is going to be the Horseshoe Classic, a couple of games, but the lid lifter, the Cathedral Fighting Irish against Noblesville. That's a 6 o'clock start Friday at Lucas Oil Stadium. And now joining us here on Catholic Sports Weekly is the Cathedral coach, Bill Peebles. Coach, good to have you on. Again, we had you on last year when you were announced as the new coach at Cathedral, but now it is here. The clock is ticking. Are you ready for some football?
I am, and thank you for having me on. Well, I appreciate it.
You have had, just a whirlwind off season, so to speak, to try to get ready for this point. What's it been like for you to now go back to Cathedral, but this time, first time as the head coach? What's it been like getting ready for this first football season and first football game at Cathedral as the head coach?
Well, coming back to Cathedral obviously has been special. Walking in the building the first day, seeing a lot of people that I've known for a long time, and that was a pretty nice homecoming experience. But really, when it comes to football, when you get around the kids, whether I'm at Cathedral or LC or Southport, you're just in there grinding every day, trying to help kids, trying to impact their lives in a positive way. And the coaching part is pretty much the same. Some of the things I do in my day job when I'm not coaching football are quite a bit different. But it's obviously very rewarding, and I'm very blessed to be back here.
Well, I know, and this first game is at Lucas Oil Stadium. It's Saturday at 6 o'clock against Noblesville. That's a neat way to start. Of course, you can always circle it for the kids and say, well, this is where we want to end up. This is where we want to play our last game. So this is what you want to do, is this is a bookend, right? Or do you even think that far ahead yet?
Well, I have thought about that. And obviously, my focus is on Noblesville, and they're vastly improved. But when we found out we were going to play this game and that we're going to be the 6 o'clock game, and we know the 5A state championship is on Saturday evening, our kids, we kind of brought it up to our kids, is it would be nice to be the first ones in and then the last ones to win in Lucas Oil Stadium. And it's not really something we put in writing and put out there, because I don't want to be presumptuous about anything. But, it is our goal.
Yeah.
And it's something that we have talked about. And, we've got to take it one day at a time, and Noblesville's the task ahead of us right now.
We're going to hear from Justin Roden, who is the Noblesville coach, coming up in our second segment. And I've already taped that interview, so I know a little bit what he said. And one thing he pointed out was how strong and how fast and big your defense is. Is that a pretty good scouting report from the Noblesville coach? Is that a Cathedral strength this year, the defense?
It is. We have a lot of seniors on defense, especially up front in the linebacking position. It's the strength of our team. Offensively, we are a lot of new faces, a new system, a new scheme. So we're a work in progress on offense. But defensively, you know, they're going to have to carry us early on until our offense catches up and our guys get some game experience and start figuring some things out. So if our defense isn't big, strong, and fast, we're going to struggle.
Bill Peoples is the head coach of the Cathedral Irish. They open this Friday night against Noblesville at Lucas Oil Stadium. It's a 6 o'clock start. Last couple of years, I know you weren't there, but the last couple of years for the Irish, you know, 7-6, 7-5, not your typical record, but when you look at the schedule that you guys play, and it's still tough this year, what you have, it's a very unique schedule. You get three Ohio schools that you play. You play one school from Kentucky again this year, but you guys are probably one of the most tournament tough teams ready for postseason as anybody is because of the unique, very, very difficult schedule that Cathedral plays. Is that, do you like that schedule? Where you want it to be? I know you haven't had a whole lot of control yet of it.
Sure. It's yes and no. It obviously the saying goes, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Uh-huh. Well, this schedule could kill us. I mean, it's brutal, a lot of really good teams. But if we can survive it and stay healthy, it certainly can help prepare us for the tournament. That being said, you know, last year was a crazy year here at Cathedral. They played, the first five games, I think, four of them were in four different states.
And yeah.
That is not what we want. You know, it happened. You know, it's not really good for our fans and for our students and for our families. We would prefer to play more home, area games, not necessarily home games, but games in Central Indiana, but we're not in a conference, and everybody's pretty much locked in, so we have to be really creative about getting games because of the conference affiliations, and it's hard to get games at the bottom line.
Yeah.
It's improved this year. Picking up Noblesville's a big deal. Picking up Brownsville next week's a big deal, and hopefully we can continue to grow more local opponents. It will help everybody in our program if that's the case.
Yeah. Well, there's such a following. People love Cathedral football, and they talk about it all year. I mean, if you're a Cathedral football fan, it is what you want to talk about sometimes. And so much of that is the tradition and the leadership and the faith element at Cathedral. I know that is number one for you, the faith-driven academics, faith-driven atmosphere at Cathedral. How special is that to be back home? You kind of mentioned it off the top, but the faith portion of what you're trying to build there, what a key element that is for you?
It's a big deal. And, football in my eyes, and even when it's at Southport and Lawrence Central, football for me is a ministry in itself.
Yeah.
In that whether, even at a public school was a little more secular, you can't, there are certain limitations on what you can talk about. It was still a ministry to me. We're still teaching people to be ethical and moral and all the things that, Christ teaches. And so you can teach the right thing without getting too far into it, the religious part of it. But now that I'm back here, it's gone to the next level. You know, we had a senior retreat last week where all of our seniors had spent the night at Fatima Retreat House, which is right next to Cathedral. It's a facility for the Catholic Church where people do retreats all the time, and that an overnight our parents or our dads were involved in that as well. And we're trying to take it to the next level, and it has been a nice thing for me to be able to freely talk about it and promote our faith and just doing the right thing and treating people well.
Yeah, it sounds like with you back at Cathedral, we're talking with Bill Peoples, head football coach for the Irish. It sounds like what's happened here just a little bit. Kind of unleashed a Catholic warrior, haven't they? Haven't they?
Well,
because now you can do what you want to do.
Exactly, and I'm not the most pious person in the world, but I certainly love my faith, and obviously grown up within it, and obviously all my kids come through Catholic schools and went to Cathedral. My son played football at Marion, the Catholic University, and so it's a big part of my life, and being able to promote it. And have our kids, pray on a daily basis, not just go through the motions with it. It's a big deal.
Yeah. How does it translate to the field and to game night? How does that faith, leadership, discipline, how does it transfer?
Well, hopefully it teaches you to handle adversity better. Things are going to go wrong on Friday night, and our people going to bicker and point fingers, or are they going to stay relaxed? Are they going to stay calm and rely on their buddy, rely on their teammates? And I think the faith part of what we do has a big part of that. And it teaches you to become centered and not to panic when things start to fall apart. And they do. And they can fall apart in a hurry in a football game. So I think the more that we talk about it, the more we talk about our brotherhood, about our faith, about being disciples of Christ, the easier it is for our guys to handle those adverse situations in the games. And ultimately, that teaches them how to handle those same type of situations in life.
Well, I mean, you still experience that brotherhood today, don't you?
Without a doubt. I cannot tell you, one of the neatest things for me is that my classmates, back when I'm an 88 grad, how many of them have come back and have shown up here at Cathedral for a fundraiser or come into practice to watch or called me and said, hey, I want to help you coach. I have four teammates that are coaching on this staff right now.
That's neat.
Derek Brownlow played in the NFL, and Bobby Brady played at Wabash, played here. So we got several guys that have come back and have wanted to help to be a part of this. And that's as much as anything, that's been a real special thing for me, is reconnecting with teammates, classmates, and friends of siblings and all that. I haven't seen in a long time, to be honest with you. It's been really neat.
Yeah, I bet it's just a lot of fun, and you probably get more work done. You guys are probably all on the same page, I would think, pretty quickly.
We do, and it's easy to sit down and talk to them. There are no, with all our staff, it's the same way, but there are no agendas. Everybody's working for the same goal, and that's to win on Friday night.
Well, Bill, thank you so very much. Good luck this Friday night. As you know, I am a Noblesville Miller. my two boys both played for the Millers, and I live in Noblesville. I'm city council in Noblesville, so you know where I'm going to have to ride this one down the middle. I got my Catholic faith on one side and my hometown on the other, huh?
Hey, nobody's going to be mad at you about that. You're okay.
All right. That's Bill Peebles, head coach of the Cathedral Fighting Irish. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck this Friday night against Noblesville. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the other half of the story, we'll hear from Justin Roden, the Millers' new football coach, when Catholic Sports Weekly continues.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly, this show underwritten in part by AAA Roofing Company and the Elam Group, environmental consulting at elamusa.com. Well, you just heard from Bill Peebles. The other half of the story is now, as Cathedral gets ready to take on the Noblesville Millers as high school football gets started this Friday night. That game, part of the Horseshoe Classic, and they kick off at 6 o'clock. Noblesville against Cathedral. Now let's hear from Justin Roden. He won a 4A title last year at East Central, and now he's moved on and into a big challenge. Welcome to Noblesville. How's it feel to be a Miller?
It feels pretty good. Just kind of settling in here. Kind of excited to get going with the first game. You know, it's been a long and fast summer, if that makes any sense to you, trying to catch up and learn how things are done and to bring my my own little, I guess, flavor to the traditions here at Noblesville. You know, when you go somewhere, like a proud community like Noblesville, you want to bring about change, but you also want to be respectful of the people that have been here before. So I think for me, we're finally settling in. You know, we have most of our boxes unpacked. And kids are starting school, and I think more than anything, I just kind of ready to get going and do football.
You know, one thing you're probably saying is the schedule makers, they didn't do you a whole lot of favors.
Yeah.
You start with Cathedral, and you follow that up with Carmel. Let's focus first on the Irish. I found out from talking to you, you're an old Catholic guy. Catholic school football, you know all about it, don't you?
Yeah, I can't escape it. And what's unique is that when we were at East Central, we had a longstanding tradition with Ron Colley, and we had some great battles over the last few years with them in the semi-state. And then we played Bishop Chittard the previous 2 years, and we've been playing Cincinnati LaSalle. So I've had a sprinkle of the Catholic schools, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say that my record against the Catholic schools isn't too stellar. So when I got here, I knew the reputation of the conference. I knew the people they had played, but to be honest with you, I wasn't familiar with the fact that we were playing Cathedral Week 1 and Carmel Week 2. So, I know what I'm getting into. Whenever you play schools like Cathedral with a long-standing tradition like they do and the number of state championships, you have your hands full. They've got a fantastic coach, and they do things the right way. And getting a chance to watch them on film, you can see that they're, you know, when I say like every other Cathedral team, they're very well coached, they're disciplined, they're physical, they're loaded with athletes all over the board, especially on the defensive side of the ball, where they're just against the best offensive line in the state of Indiana at Avon, and a tailback on Ohio State. You're watching the film and not watching them run the football. So I'd be lying if I didn't choke on my coffee a little bit when I was watching on Saturday morning about how well the Irish play defense.
Well, one thing you know about the Irish, they're always going to be prepared. They're always going to have a lot of talent to choose from. But what a neat opportunity for your kids. I mean, to be able to take on Cathedral and at Lucas Oil Stadium, that's a neat way to start the year for the Millers.
Yeah, one of the beauties of Indiana football, you know, coming from Ohio, you know, almost a decade ago, you know, you gotta be strategic on who you play because you're trying to make the playoffs. But in Indiana, the fact that you get in automatically is your regular season. Yeah, you want to win your conference, but at the same time, you want to prepare yourself to be ready for week 10. You want to be ready for the sectionals. I mean, no one wants to lose a game, but if I've learned anything in the last 7 years, I'd rather lose a game early on in the season and make my football team better than play somebody inferior and not gain the experience and not put our kids in those situations to overcome the adversity to be successful when it matters the most. And that we want to be playing, you know, past that first round. I know here we haven't had a lot of success with that, and I think more than anything I want to win the playoffs. Yeah. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to bring to Noblesville. And you know, hopefully it'll happen sooner than later, but I think the schedule, playing someone of the stature of Cathedral, especially at Lucas Oil, you know, I've gotten a chance to coach it the last couple years. We're getting there a little bit early so our kids can get that look around. Here's the horseshoe, and just kind of embrace the moment and then get it out of your system, because if you don't, you're going to get your tail whipped by a pretty darn good football team.
I know you know the history of what Catholic sports and Catholic football is all about. And there's a discipline. We talk a lot about this on our show. It's Catholic Sports Weekly here on Catholic Sports Radio, or Catholic Radio Indy. There's a discipline. There's a stick to the guns. There's prayer involved. There's faith involved. I know that's pretty much impossible to bring to a public school, but maybe not. Maybe there's still leadership. That's a word that goes with discipline.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, I mean, I spent my first 2 years of high school, you know, going to a Catholic high school and playing football for a program where we had church. I mean, we went to mass before our games on Fridays, and I think the big message that we did every week was to live the faith. And I've always taken that to heart. Some of those teachers and coaches that I had are still coaching there, and I still pick their brain here and there about even how to be a better husband. So I think, you know, as a public school coach and being someone that taught in a Catholic schools for almost a decade, it is hard for me. It is hard for me not to pray with the kids. It's hard, you know, when we're getting ready to eat a meal, not to say, you know, a prayer. It's hard not to openly have the kids embrace the Lord and to offer that part of life to them. But at the same time, I consider myself a man of high integrity and character. And so we try to teach all of those things that go along with living the faith and being a better person and being a better man and being selfless, you know, and doing things not just to be nice, but to do it because, you know, it's the right thing to do. So yeah. We're trying. I think that's, and
the kids can learn from that.
And you'll notice, again, that the disciplined football teams that possess good character are the ones year in and year out that are great football teams. The Ritters, the Ron Colley, Cathedral. You could go through all the Catholic schools. It's not just because of enrollment. It's mainly because those kids, as you said before, they work hard in the classroom. They work hard on the football field. And, You know, they are disciplined kids. They are yes sir, no sir. They do hold the door for a woman going inside a restaurant. They do take their hats off in the building. And those are the things, again, that I hope I'm trying to instill here at Noblesville.
Talking with Justin Roden, head coach of the Noblesville Millers. They take on Cathedral this Friday at Lucas Oil Stadium. Real quickly, your resume. You guys won the 4A state championship last year at East Central. You've been to the state championship game a couple of times as a coach. All the Miller fans, and you know, I've had two boys in the program. I had my oldest son, John, who graduated here in 2013, and my younger son, Will, who just graduated this last year and is going to be a freshman at Ball State. Both played for the Millers. We want to win here badly. We love the coaches, Lance Scheib and Jason Simmons, great guys, and guys that just couldn't get it over the hump.
Yeah,
as a Miller fan, as a former dad, I guess I'm always a Miller dad, right?
Yeah. But
how are you going to do it any differently? How are you going to win here in Noblesville?
Well, that's one of the things that I've told the kid when I walked in this building is I knew Lance and Jason before I took this job, and I know that, you know, they're actively involved in our coaches association, and they're people that I've run through coaching North South All-Star game and various camps like that. And you're right. When you take a program that's had good coaches, but they can't quite have the right formula. I think, with anything, I've taken what they've kind of done, and when I say my own identity, I'm someone that takes great pride in being physical and playing football in what I describe as a blue-collar way. So the element that I'm trying to bring in, culturally, what I'm trying to change is making our kids be a little bit tougher. And that's hard to define what toughness is, because it's not, you know, getting punched in the face and getting up. There are a lot of different parts to that. It involves, you know, being a better teammate, and there's a whole lot of parts to that. So when someone says, "What are you doing differently?" Well, we're gonna simplify things. We're gonna tackle better. We're gonna try to block better. We're gonna get our stances better. And then the other part of that, truthfully, is grassroots. You know, I think a great deal of the success that happened at East Central is because our youth league was and is one of the better ones in the state of Indiana. Our middle school programs, when other schools have their middle school numbers, are dying off, and they're combining. We were working last year how to buy more helmets and how to deal with the fact that we've got 100 kids between the 7th and 8th grade playing middle school football. So for me to change things, I've got to improve the middle school football program. When I say improve, I meant help those coaches. I've got to get more kids to come out and play. We've got to make the experience better for them. You know, you can't have 100 kids play middle school football and then come out in freshman year and only have 35. You've got to find a way to get those other kids out there and to keep playing football, because you certainly can't write them off in the 7th and 8th grade. Those boys, I have an 8th grader right now at East, and I know firsthand they're still growing. There's still flowers still blooming, and you want to give them a chance to do that here in our program. And, you know, the NEFL is a great league, and they just need more of they need help from us. They need us to come down there and show them, you know, the way that we're getting into a stance, how we're running some things simply. So as far as taking what Jason and Lance have done, my job here is to really get them early, get them involved, make them love football. I mean, football for me was a vessel to be a better husband, a better man, a better coach, but it was fun. And so I think somewhere there's been a gap between football being fun and being taking that element and becoming tougher and putting it all together and putting your stamp on that. And anybody that's been to any of our games, I've lost a handful of games over the years. I would tell you that in each of those cases, our parents were very, very proud of how the kids played. But even though they lost the game, they still took a great deal of pride on how we played the game. And so for me, I want to win, but I want Noblesville and this community to be proud of how those boys play on Friday.
Well, it may not be very popular here on Catholic radio, but go beat those Irish, will you?
I'll do my darnest. It's a heck of a task, but either way, it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Sincerely, maybe I don't want the Irish week one, but we'll take it and we'll make it a heck of a game.
That's Justin Roden, and we're going to take a break. Stay tuned. More Catholic Sports Weekly right after this.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten by AAA Roofing Company, where they offer full-service professional roofing, including repairs and maintenance. They're a fourth-generation, family-owned business, equipped, trained, and uniquely qualified to serve your roofing needs. Using a professional roofer protects your roof, your building, and your investment. Information about AAA Roofing is available at 317-635-2928 or at www.aaaroofingcompany.com. Here's a brand new way you can listen to Catholic Radio Indy wherever you are, right on your cell phone. Well, of course, you can already do that with our free apps, but here's another way. Even if you have an older phone that can't download apps, or if you just want to listen without using any data, it's as simple as dialing 641-552-5881. If you have free long distance and unlimited minutes, which many cell phones do, you can listen 24/7. Just dial 641-552-5881.
When it's easy to give up, don't. When it's easy to give in, hold on. When you're thinking you're about to give out, ask for help. Catholic Radio Indy.
And welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly again. AAA Roofing and 21ology.com are underwriters so far for this season. If you want to support this show, we need your help. Give me a call or hit me with an email at Will, that's Will with one L, W-I-L, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. We talked a lot about Noblesville Cathedral. Their big game is Friday night at 6 o'clock. Thanks to both coaches, Bill Peebles and Justin Roden, for joining us on the first week back on the fire here for Catholic Sports Weekly as they get ready for their game at Lucas Oil Stadium, Cathedral, Noblesville at 6 o'clock. Now, other games to watch this Friday, Brebeuf Jesuit at Chittard. That's a tough first game for both schools. Brebeuf Jesuit at Chittard. Roncalli, their first game of the season is at Southport. Guerin Catholic hosts McCutcheon. And then Ritter, Ty Hunt, back for his 13th year as a head coach of Ritter. They host Monrovia. And Ott Hurley, back for his 27th year at Cecina as the Crusaders host Shenandoah. So Friday night football is back. And, of course, there's a lot of other sports going on and a lot of great stories with Catholic sports athletes. And we want you to help us tell those stories. Like I said, if you can send an email to me at Catholic Radio, it's Will with one L, W-I-L, at CatholicRadioIndy.org, and we'll talk about your team or you maybe your child. There's a lot of great stories, really starting from CYO sports all the way up through college. Some great, great stories, and maybe even some of the senior citizens have a nice story to tell. So we'd love to tell those stories. Hit us with an email or give us a call, and we will make it happen. And don't forget the annual Catholic Radio Indy annual dinner. It is coming up Tuesday, October 2nd. You can call the station here at 317-870-8400 or go to CatholicRadioIndy.org for more information on the annual dinner coming up Tuesday, October 2nd. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate talking sports again. Enjoy your kiddos out there on the football fields while they're there and all the other fields, because before you know it, they're off to college. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next time right here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, the program that looks at area Catholic sports and the positive impact they have on athletes, coaches, supporters, and fans. Join us each Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on Catholic Radio for Catholic Sports Weekly.